Bismarck City Commissioners have decided for now not to adopt a mask mandate to help slow the spread of COVID-19. The Brilley-Morton COVID-19 Task Force recommended that local governments look at adopting mask mandates because of the growth in the number of coronavirus cases in these two counties. Task Force member Dr. John Hagen is medical director at the state penitentiary. He told the commission there's only been one COVID case recently among 1,600 residents at the pen.
It has everything to do with what my staff does. Since the second week of March, every staff member has worn a mask every day. When you walk in the door, the mask goes on. That's all. There's not a question. It goes on. It's part of our uniform. And as a result, as the rate rises across the state, it doesn't rise in this vulnerable population.
Several other members of the task force appeared with similar comments. Bismarck resident Kendi Chase appeared to oppose the mandate. She told the commission she's in all favor of taking steps to protect the most vulnerable populations, such as the elderly, from the virus.
But to ask all of us to somehow believe that we are responsible for someone else's health, I don't agree with.
The task force has hired a Bismarck advertising agency to launch a public education campaign around best practices for stopping the spread of the virus. Bismarck Mayor Steve Bakken said he thinks that effort should be given time to work.
My biggest concern is keeping the economy moving, getting the kids back in schools, and I don't think government mandates drives those trends for compliance. It's the educational piece and the messaging piece. People need to do the right thing for the right reason, and if somebody's telling them that they're doing something for the right reason or they have to do something for the right reason, it's going to go one ear in, one ear on, out the other. And I'm not a fan of that.
No commissioner offered any motion on mandates. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.